Welcome to Covation Business Chats from the Covation Center in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. As an organization committed to helping entrepreneurs and small business owners grow their businesses, we provide these conversations to help you step out and scale up. Hey, I'm Steve Brady, Executive Director here at the Covation Center. Notice what we're doing here. We're getting fancy. I wanted to quickly do a real short video with Stephanie about really long name about grants and loans. So, Stephanie, could you just talk to us briefly about the title of the program and a couple of the aspects of it, please?
Right. The program, which was rolled out as part of the CARES Act that was passed through Senate last week now.
Yeah, signed by the president, passed the Senate and the House, and signed by the president Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, so this is the SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan and Emergency Grant. The grant part right there is kind of what a lot of businesses are focusing on right now.
Which is great. I mean, just as a quick highlight, I did an interview Thursday with On the Pulse News. And I commented in there that it's important for small businesses to get an opportunity to get grants because it's a terrible time for a small business to go into debt and take out loans, even if they're provided through the federal government. So what is it about this grant? So if we look at the grant piece, what is involved?
So the grant is, in all technicality, an advance of the emergency or the economic injury disaster loan. So it's a $10,000 advance to small businesses and private nonprofits that if you apply and are approved will be in your account in as little as 10 days, not 10 days, 3 days. I don't know where I got 10.
We'll go with that. You say it's an advance though. What does that mean as an advance? Is it an advance on a loan? Is it an advance in anticipation of something else?
It's an advance of the emergency injury. I can't even remember the name now. The economic injury disaster loan. You don't have to apply for anything more than the $10,000 advance. You could just apply for the $10,000 as a grant. But it's part of a larger loan package that is designed to help pay payroll, pay for sick leave, fund increased production costs if you're facing an increased demand because you make respirators or you make bread, apparently, along with covering business expenses such as debt. So if you have a business loan that you can't pay because there's no revenue coming in, you can use it for that, rent, mortgage payments, basically anything that is necessary to keep your business running during the current economic situation.
Okay, so you say keep it running. What if I've been told to shut the doors of my business and I'm strict retail, can't work remotely, don't have broadband in the rural areas like I pushed when I was running for commissioner? What if I don't have those things and so therefore my business is closed? What's the impact here?
So this $10,000 can be used for anything that you need to tie your business over to the point where it can open back up again. So
my employees are at home, my employees aren't working. But they're still my employees. I can get money to cover that, pay the rent for the building space that's empty, pay utilities that I still have to have, that sort of thing.
Yeah, pay an outstanding debt that you had expected to be able to pay with revenue that is no longer coming in, any of that.
Okay, so if I happen to have taken out a loan already for something else, new piece of equipment or what have you, this can be applied to those payments for that period of time. It's not paying off that loan. Nope. But it's making the payments that I owe.
Correct.
How hard a process is this?
This is an extremely easy process. It was 3 tabs on a browser. One thing I want to point out real quick, I'm going to go back. So how to apply, there's an online portal for the SBA. And when you apply, you are requesting an emergency grant of $10,000. The key thing here is you will not have to repay the grant even if your application for the loan is denied. So that's a big thing there. However, if you apply for the payroll protection program, the forgiven amount in that loan is reduced by this grant amount. So if you go for them together, you have to be careful because you can theoretically only be forgiven for $10,000 less because you will have already been awarded this grant through the SBA.
So if this $10,000, we can get forgiven for 8 weeks worth of expenses, as I understand it, right? So from now until whatever that 8 week period is. So if I apply some of this $10,000 or all of it to that, then what you're saying is if $10,000 covers 8 weeks, then the next $1,000 really gets applied to week nine, and that's now a loan that has to be paid back. So there's no forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, but that's only if you're taking, if you're asking for this grant and applying for the payroll protection program and loan.
Okay. So
you have to
be clear, this is a grant that while they're calling it in advance, you don't actually have to apply for anything else. That
correct.
You say it's three tabs on a web page.
Yeah.
Fairly straightforward. What sort of things are they asking for?
They asked for the typical, you know, your actual entity name, your FEIN, so your federal employer ID number. They asked for what type of business you are. The big things that have been tripping people up are they ask for your gross revenue. So they're asking for the total revenue coming in to your business in the 12 months leading up to January 31st.
That's before expenses.
Top line, all the money that came into your business in those 12 months. The next thing they asked for is your cost of goods sold. And that was tripping people up because they were trying to include their operating expenses in there. And that question is literally just asking, well, what were the cost of goods that you sold?
Okay, so I make, we always go back to this one. I make coffee. I roast coffee. So for me, the cost of goods sold is strictly the raw beans going in. Do we even include the bags that the coffee goes in or the cups?
Yeah, because those are part of the costs of actually, that is part of the product.
But the, you know, if I have a roastery and I'm using natural gas to heat the roaster, that natural gas is a utility and that gets counted as a utility, even though it's a variable expense and used correct. Specifically to make the coffee beans roasted, it doesn't count in that regard. Okay, awesome. Any other things that are tripping people up then?
The only other thing is for nonprofits, it was asking for the operating expenses. And so as a nonprofit, you need to understand what your operating expenses and other expenses are.
Okay. So really quickly, what are the steps to go through? If I wanted to finish, hang up on this podcast, this audio, this video that we're seeing, I want to quickly go from this and jump right in and try to save my business with this grant. What's step one, two, three, four?
Step one is you need to enter your actual business registration information. So you need your legal business name, your FEIN, so your federal employer ID number. You need the date that your business was incorporated or registered by the state or became a legal entity. And you need the owner's information. So if you are the owner, it's going to ask your personal information to include your birth date, your social security number, and your place of birth. So for those of you who haven't talked to your mother in 40 years, you might need to go have a conversation.
That's pretty funny. Lucky for me, I knew where I was born, and my mother happens to be staying with us right now. But I didn't have to ask her. I didn't have to ask her. You're good.
But those are really the biggest things. So you want your registration documents for your business, the tax identification documents for being an employer. You want your profit and loss statements for the last 12 months, so you can answer that total revenue and cost of goods sold, and then the owner's personal information.
So step zero is get your paperwork together, and step 0.1 is find the website.
Yeah, so we'll share it. Do we have show notes?
So we'll put the website on a link inside both the video and in the podcast. It'll be in the show notes. So we'll put the link to this website on the show notes in the podcast and in the video that we're sharing on Facebook. That'll get you to fill out the form. You're going to need to find your own business data. If you have an accountant, ask them if they can send it to you with the P&L, right?
Yep.
In the meantime, for those of you that would rather just write it down old school, it's HTTPS, because it's a secure website, // COVID-19 relief, all one word, .sba.gov/#/. And I want to thank Stephanie for making that visible to me so that I could share that with you all as well. Well, thank you, Stephanie. This was quick. We want to get this one up and get it up as fast as we can for you all. So here you go, Steph. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.